Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another attempt at getting Ukraine the funding it says it desperately needs to continue fighting the war against Russia.
President Biden will bring together at the White House Tuesday the top four congressional leaders. On the agenda, the national security bill that sends $60 billion to Ukraine and also includes funding for Israel and Taiwan. The Senate has already passed that bill with bipartisan support, and the White House is putting pressure on House Republicans to do the same. The meeting also comes as Congress has just days to pass legislation to avert a partial government shutdown on Friday. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says she will resign from her position at the end of the week. Donald Trump has suggested his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, be co-chair of the Republican Party. The Michigan primary is tomorrow. Police in Georgia have called the killing of a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus in Athens last week a crime of opportunity. Under arrest, a man from Venezuela arrested for illegal entry into the U.S. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over social media today. The justices are being asked to decide whether platforms like Facebook's or X can regulate political content, like suspending accounts or taking down posts. Some of the first responders who arrived on the scene during the attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, are now getting subpoenas from a grand jury there.
Because grand jury activities are secret, it isn't clear if the officers who've been subpoenaed are witnesses or the focus of the panel's investigation. Last month, a Justice Department report called the police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting a failure. A day later, the district attorney announced the formation of a 12-member grand jury to decide whether that failure rose to the level of a potential crime. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some unexpected success on the moon. Japan's lunar lander, which touched down in late January, has responded to a new signal, surviving another lunar night, which can last for weeks. The lander has been gathering up and analyzing moon rocks. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Get ready for a week of roller coaster temperatures and conditions across Wisconsin and the Midwest as a couple of strong weather systems come through. Out ahead of this first one, which is forming in the Rocky Mountains and Plains, we'll see unusual warmth spread in with some record highs possible. Scattered strong thunderstorms are even expected late Tuesday across much of Illinois, far southeast Wisconsin, over into Michigan and Indiana. Now, behind this front, it's going to turn dramatically colder by about 40 degrees. And with that, some mixed precipitation turning to a little snow later Tuesday night. Might even be a dusting or half inch and some icy, slushy roads. So keep that in mind for traveling. Otherwise, dry conditions expected the rest of the week. After a cold Wednesday, we'll have much warmer conditions build back in toward the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy with record highs around 64 degrees. Southeast wind turning south at 12 to 22. Tonight, scattered clouds, low at 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, record warmth once again, high of 66. South wind around 10, becoming westerly. Spotty light rain showers possible late tomorrow, maybe a rumble of thunder. Tomorrow night, blustery and sharply colder. Scattered rain showers turning to a bit of sleet and snow. Just a dusting or half inch of snow expected, low at 14 degrees. Wednesday, a few flurries possible early, then sunshine returning, breezy and very chilly with a high of 26. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 14, high 44. Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and mild, low 30, high in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and balmy, low 37 with a high of 64. And Sunday looks like another day feeling like May, low at 46, high of 68 with partly sunny skies. You have yourself a good day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 31 and sunny today. Yesterday's high was 58. The record high, 63, set in the year 2000, while the record was 24 below zero in 1967. Last year's high, 44, and the low, 14. Sunset will happen at 5:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 6:42. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.78. It has fallen just a little bit. No precipitation today. And with sunshine, we're up from the overnight low of 26. We're at 31 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of weekend sports, including a look back at wrestling this last weekend at the Kohl Center, and details on this week in basketball news, and the Brewers with a split over the weekend. They'll continue the Cactus League season coming up.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. First of all, we recap over the weekend high school activities. Girls basketball regional championships on Saturday night. Argyle Pecatonica advanced after ending the year for Highland 58-41. They will take on Wazika Steuben on Thursday night at Richland Center High School after the Hornets got the win against Belmont 52-46. Royal advanced after a 65-50 victory against Independence Gilmanton. They'll play Cochrane Fountain
City next after they got the win against Cashton 48-22 on Saturday night. The Division 4 field includes Cuba City with a 71-53 win over Mineral Point, advances to play New Glarus, which knocked off Broadhead 72-49. Cuba City and New Glarus meet at Lancaster on Thursday night. Westfield was a winner against Bangor 57-43 as well. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells lost to Elk Mound 51-32, and it was Prairie du Chien losing to Edgewood 58-39, and Platteville falling to Edgerton 56-40. West Salem into the year for Reedsburg 67-34 at Portage on Saturday night, and Onalaska was a winner against DeForest 52-50. WIAA boys basketball games will begin tomorrow night. Some really good opening round games. The Ithaca Bulldogs will host Kickapoo in a 5-12 matchup. And number 4 North Crawford will play number 13 Weston in a mini Ridge and Valley Conference tournament tomorrow night in regional quarterfinal action. River Ridge will be the site of Lafarge Youth Initiative tomorrow, and Cassville at DeSoto. Wazika Steuben will be at Highland, and Brookwood at Cashton. Seneca at Hillsboro in boys basketball tomorrow evening in D5. Division 4, Riverdale's on the road at Iowa Grant, and Fenimore at Lancaster, Parkview at Cuba City. Boscobel travels to Westby, and Broadhead will be taking on Wisconsin Heights. In Division 3 boys basketball tomorrow night, Richland Center opens the tournament play as an 11th seed, playing at number 6, Viroqua, and River Valley, a 7th seed, will be hosting number 10, Madison Edgewood. Dodgeville, a 9th seed, will play at number 8, Mauston. Number 1 seed, Platteville. Number 2, New Glarus. Number 3, Wisconsin Dells. And number 4, Lodi will all have byes in the boys' basketball tournament tomorrow evening. The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament capped off over the weekend, and Bill Twining has a recap.
It was the 81st annual installment of the boys' state wrestling tournament and the third year for the girls' state tournament. The second year, the two have been combined at the Kohl Center. There was a record attendance of over 64,200 for the three-day event, which wrapped up on Saturday evening. Richland Center's wrestling team had 3 state place winners for the first time since 2003, when both senior Zach Menny and junior Mitch Collins were state runners-up, and senior Cole Muller placed 4th. This time around, the Hornets, under coaches Silas Coleman and Darren Gutterson, saw junior Ethan Hady reach the state finals before falling to familiar foe Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville. Ethan Hady is the first Hornet state runner-up since Gus Donovan in 2021 and is now placed twice in the state meet. His sister, senior Emma Hady, made her second trip to state, winning 4 matches and placing 4th in the girls' event. Meanwhile, senior Teague Perkins returned to the state meet after missing the tournament trail a year ago due to injury and finished out his high school wrestling career with a 6th place showing at 215 pounds in Division II. Riverdale also had a trio of place winners in this year's state meet. Sophomore Brody Meese placed 2nd to state champion Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City at 126 pounds in Division III. Fellow sophomore Grant Matthews won 4 matches, 3 by fall, and placed 3rd at 285 pounds. Senior Riley Wanick medaled on his second trip to state, placing 6th at 175. Freshman Lakota Brewer also qualified for state but failed to place for Riverdale. Ithaca Weston and River Valley each had just 1 wrestler make it to the state meet. Junior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston won his opening round match on Thursday, but then twice lost on Friday and failed to place. Junior Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley lost a tough 2-0 bout in the preliminary round and was ousted on Thursday. North Crawford Seneca took 3 wrestlers to state and saw both of its girls win placement matches. Sophomore Adriana Logue was 3rd at 185 pounds, and freshman Frankie Groom was 5th at 126. Junior Jaron Grimsland also qualified for state, but failed to place. It was a banner year for Dodgeville. Junior Ava Lord represented the Dodgeville girls, but failed to place. All 4 of Dodgeville boys won state titles, and all 4 in succession in the first 4 matches. Freshman Shane Rashan was a winner at 106 pounds. Sophomore Hakan Peterson claimed his second straight title with a win over Richland Center's Ethan Hady at 113. Seniors Charlie Might at 120 and Reed Spurley at 126, then followed by each winning his third state championship. The Dodger wrestling team and coaches Ryan Lord and Rod Muller were welcomed back to town Saturday night with a parade of fire trucks with blaring sirens, accompanied by a display of fireworks in Dodgeville. Fenimore also can claim four state champions from this year's state wrestling tournament. Senior Evan Grotz and junior Tristan Stelt are now two-time state winners for Fenimore, while seniors Ian Krapp for the boys and Rachel Schauer for the girls are also state champs. Three other Fenimore wrestlers placed. Wyatt Annan won a third-place medal. Sider Zensevich finished fourth, and Brooklyn Lull was fifth for the girls. Mineral Point had three of its four state qualifiers wrestle for state titles on Saturday night and was led by junior Cade Rule with a 5-1 state championship victory over Torin Vandenbush of Random Lake at 165 pounds in Division III. It was Rule's third trip to state and moved Mineral Point past Stoughton for the most individual state wrestling titles in Wisconsin, 56-55. A pair of teammates weren't as fortunate, as junior Rowan Carey is now a state runner-up for the third time after falling in overtime to Mason Carpenter of Oshkosh Lourdes in the championship match at 132 pounds. Sophomore Delia Collins of Mineral Point also placed second for the girls at 120, while freshman Elliot Kite failed to place for the Pointers. Others from our extended listening area to win state championships are Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Jackson Tremek of Blair Taylor, and teammates Jake Fitzpatrick and David Moline of Aquinas. Iowa Grand Highland had a state wrestling tournament to remember. All seven of the Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers placed at state, led by senior Elliot Biba, who reached the finals before suffering his only loss of the season and placing second for the second time. Five of his teammates won third-place matches, senior Emerson Moen, juniors Tyson Imhoff and Bodie Brockhop, and sophomores Hunter Stevens and Jackson Bussey. Also, freshman Brock Hinderman placed fourth for Iowa Grand Highland, which actually scored more points in the state tournament than any other team in all divisions. Also from the area, senior Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center placed fifth at 132 pounds. Senior Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon was fourth at 138, while teammate Alexander Radovich failed to place. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative senior Gianni Babel, DeSoto junior Seth Greeno, and Cashton sophomore Parker Milsner were all state qualifiers but failed to place. In addition to state champion Owen Sefrud, Darlington Blackhawks' four other state qualifiers all placed. Both Braylon and Maddox Goble won third-place matches, while teammates Ethan Aird and Ross Christ each placed fourth. Prairie du Chien can also boast five state place winners, led by third-place medalist Drew Hurd and Blake Teary. Teammates Jeremiah Avery placed fifth, and Drake Ingham and Jack Simmons each sixth for Prairie du Chien. Other state place winners included sophomore Lucas Orloff of Pecatonic Argyle with a third-place showing. Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells won his fifth-place bout. All three wrestlers from Austin to Cedar placed, with Espen Swears second, Drake Gazda fourth, and Hayden Gillen fifth. Kaylee Davis was a state runner-up for the Belmont Platteville girls, while teammate Dylan Weigel failed to place for the boys. Brittany Petchy of River Ridge won a third-place medal, while Kylie Klum of Westby finished sixth in her weight class. Viroqua's lone state representative was Maddie Zuby, who failed to place in her second trip to state. Overall, three more individuals were crowned four-time state champions. Connor Mirasola of West Bend West in Division I, Coy Hopke of Amory in Division II, and Dawson Johnson of Cumberland in Division III. Joining Dodgeville's Charlie Might and Reed Spurley as three-time state champions are Wyatt Ducheteau of Arrowhead, Aiden Sinclair of Milton, Cole Mirasola of West Bend West, and three juniors positioning themselves for a possible fourth state title a year from now, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph, Danny Heiser of Evansville, and from the girls' tournament, Haley Kruger of New London. There were three in the girls' event to win their second state title, junior Madison Burns of Ashland and sophomores Carly Keshker of Badger and Taylor Whiting of Lena, who was a younger sister of four-time state champion Clayton Whiting of Oconto Falls. Speaking of siblings, Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers, a state runner-up a year ago, claimed the 114-pound state title Saturday night for the girls. She is a younger sister of no less than a trio of state champs. Maddie Bianchi is a four-timer from Two Rivers. Paul Bianchi won three while wrestling at Two Rivers, and Joey Bianchi is also a state champion for the Purple Raiders. A special moment was shared Saturday night for the Peach family of Milton. A pair of siblings won state championship matches on adjoining mats at the Kohl Center within 20 seconds of each other. Senior Tyson Peach won a state title for the boys just moments before his sophomore sister Maddie Peach duplicated defeat for the girls. For WRCO Radio Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Bowling scores to recap from over the weekend. The series high for the girls belonged to Jocelyn Adams with a 481. Abby Weigel rolled a 240. Girls high game, Jocelyn Adams a 185. Abby Weigel a 93. Boys high series, Dakota Pauls a 606. Brady Blado a 547. Jackson Lewis a 543. Top game, Dakota Pauls a 238. Jackson Lewis a 214. And James Layton at 209 as well in youth bowling at the Phoenix Center. Cam Jones is riding a hot streak for Marquette. He scored 34 points Sunday in an 88-64 win over Xavier. It was the second straight 34-point performance for Jones, who connected on 14 of 20 three-pointers in the two games. Xavier lost its fourth straight, while the Golden Eagles were winners for the 10th time in 11 games. Members of the 73-74 Final Four team were honored on the 50th anniversary of that season. The Bucks have won two straight games out of the All-Star break after whipping the 76ers 119-98. It was a homecoming for Bucks coach Doc Rivers, who coached in Philly for 3 years before being fired. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points, took down a dozen rebounds, and dished out 9 assists. He got 24-point help from Damian Lillard. Milwaukee started the game on a hot streak, building a 14-point lead in the first period. In other action from the NBA, Phoenix 123, the Lakers 113. Indiana over Dallas 133-111. Cleveland beat Washington 114-105. Chicago 114, New Orleans 106. Atlanta 109, Orlando 92. Oklahoma City over Houston 123-110. Denver 119, Golden State 103. Utah over San Antonio 128-109. Charlotte got the win against Portland 93-80, and Sacramento over the LA Clippers 123-107. The Brewers split two games on the first weekend of Cactus League play. Wes Clark pounded two home runs as Milwaukee outscored the Padres 11-7 Saturday. First round draft pick Brock Wilken cleared the bases with a ninth inning double. The Colorado Rockies roughed up Brewer pitching in a 10-3 decision yesterday. William Contreras homered in the first, but a 5-run fourth inning cemented the win for Colorado. New manager Pat Murphy talked about being in the managerial zone without Craig Counsell, who has been with him on the bench now for a number of years.
Feels great, no question. You know, it's been busy. I promise you, it's been busy. Counsell was great. He let me kind of run my own ship as the bench coach, you know what I mean? And now it's a little more structured and a little more involved.
Murphy says that Sal Frelick will see some time on the infield in spring training.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. The kid can play the infield. He wants to play the infield also. It helps everything, right? Think about it. The flexibility, and there's some pretty good ball clubs doing that kind of stuff with players like that can play both infield and outfield. And we got a guy that can do it. So excited about it.
The Brewers get back to spring training action today. You can hear the contest on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Badger women's hockey team closed out the regular season with a 4-2 home victory over number one Ohio State on Saturday. And the Badger men's hockey team completed a sweep of Penn State with a 3-2 overtime decision on Saturday. The Badgers need to sweep first place Michigan State next weekend to have a shot at the Big Ten conference title. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Thanks for joining us. We're watching that temperature climb a little bit. We're at 34 degrees here in Richland Center at WRCO.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes petitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
100.9 WRCO.
What's for dinner here? And we wash it down with a tall cold beer. Yeah, you'll never hear me apologize for growing up strong, growing up right, living life by the golden rule. Say yes, ma'am, thank you. Green fields for miles and miles, ain't nothing but country on the radio dial. I thank the good Lord.
Yeah.
you standing there on the street. I found myself by your side. I started wanting you again. There's just no way to hide from that old love in you feeling again. It's really got me reeling again. It only seems to stop to start all over.
How you always get that certain look in your eye. You're not easy to resist, but I just walked on by with that old love in you feeling again.
You feeling.
It's really got me reeling again.
Loving you
only seems to stop to start.
What a great duet that was and is. Roy Orbison and Emmy Lou Harris on WRCO. 8:38 the time on a Monday morning. Seth Meyers marks 10 years on Late Night with tonight's episode. His fellow Saturday Night Live castmate Amy Poehler will be the guest. She was his first guest in 2014. One of the ways Meyers made his mark on the show is by wearing casual clothes. He says he stopped wearing a suit during the pandemic when there was no audience. And Oppenheimer won the award for Outstanding Cast at the SAG Awards, with Cillian Murphy and also Robert Downey Jr. getting individual acting awards for that movie. They were handed out over the weekend. Lily Gladstone won Best Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon as well at the SAG Awards. That's making news on the entertainment side. Right around the bend today, we will have our trivia question of the day, giving you an opportunity to win. So we'll have that for you in just a little bit. You can be the big bad winner, courtesy of Subway, our Monday morning sponsor of trivia.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes a herd from Grant County of AI sired and bred milking cows in all stages of lactation. It's a mixed herd, mostly Holstein and Jersey, with a few Shorthorn and crossbreds. Plus, their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Now, baby, pull the covers back over my head. I don't want to get it up out of this bed. Beat of our own. Baby, I'm going.
Timeless on WRCO and loving all night. 8:45 the time, and time for us to give away a great prize from Richland Center Subway for the person that knows the correct answer to our TV trivia question of the day. Who is given credit for creating the television program Wheel of Fortune? 608-647-4155 was given credit for creating Wheel of Fortune. Give it a try if you think you know. A winning sub is on the line for you. Here's Keith Urban.
When I picked you up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it would drive me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. Held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my, sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in my backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out? But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in my backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing?
WRCO. It's 11 before the hour of 9 o'clock. We have found our winner. Way to go, Mr. Rick Mulholland, who knew the right answer, who was given credit for creating Wheel of Fortune. No, not Pat Sajak. No, not Chuck Woolery either. Chuck was the first host of the version that came out in 1975, but it was none other than talk show host Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin, the correct answer. I always liked watching Merv's variety show back in the day. And on the side, he created that. Made a lot of money for him, that's for sure.
Wheel of Fortune!
Well, I tell you, I'm pretty smart with that show when I'm sitting in my living room. I tell you.
Wheel of Fortune!
Monday Morning Trivia is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Important information during our community conversation on the morning show today, talking about small businesses and opportunities coming up. This is Thompson Square on FM 100.9.
Mama put a little whiskey in my bottle. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter.
My soul, whoa, whoa, whoa.
First met, and when they start to kiss and got me thinking.